welcome back to the latest episode of Chatting About Chan. I'm your host, Ethan, and with my co-host...
Mason's here.
A little delay on that. Today, you know, if this is the first time you're tuning in, Chatting About Chan, this is the podcast where we are watching all of Jackie Chan's movies that he was featured in. We're given a main credit. So we're just... Why? Why not? I haven't read online anyone who's watched all of Jackie Chan's movies... And we, you know, Mason and I are both huge Jackie Chan heads, so we figured that we would, in honoring the man, that we'd watch all of his movies, and it's turned into a fascinating study and examination of the evolution of his career. I'm loving it more. Well, not that I wasn't expecting to have a good time, but it's a lot of fun watching him start literally from the beginning, from age 8 up to where we are at the moment.
So, he's done so much. He's worked so hard. This seems like the least we could do.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I think we may have talked about this on the other podcast. Jackie Chan's probably the hardest working person in film history.
Maybe like,
director, actor, stuntman, writer. Rock star. I just don't believe anyone has ever worked as much as this guy had, and accomplished as much in that industry. So, Jackie, this is for you. Hope you're listening. And let's get on to today's movie. So today's movie we watched. First of all, I just want to say how pleasantly surprised I was by this, because the movie we watched today was called The Hand of Death, or AKA Kung Fu Countdown, or AKA
Countdown in Kung Fu.
Sorry, Countdown in Kung Fu. But in Chinese, you know, I want to start saying the Chinese names from now on, just in case Jackie's listening. This movie is called Shaolin Men. Oh. I was just pronouncing... Okay, it's Shao... This is... That's not... I guess that's not the... Okay, I'm used to seeing the word Shaolin as one word. Here it's spelled S-H-A-O space L-I-N, then men. I don't know what the Chinese name is, guys. I'm sorry. Anyways, movie's called Hand of Death. And
Hand of Death.
Mason told me about it when we were about to watch it, and he said, yo, our next movie's Hand of Death. And then I said, okay. And he goes, guess what? It's directed by John Woo. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. No way. I love John Woo. This movie came out in 1976. I know I sound naive saying this. I'm a huge John Woo fan. I just assumed that his career began with The Killer, which came out in 88, maybe 89. I know he had made movies before that, like Better Tomorrow, but I just thought that his whole thing was always melodramatic shoot-'em-up movies from Hong Kong. That's what he's known for. I did not even think that John Woo had a career before those movies. So to find out that not only had he made a movie, a kung fu film, he made a movie with Jackie Chan, just was so exciting. And I gotta say, I was not disappointed at all. Mason?
It was a good movie. I mean, my comment was... that we spoke earlier about was, it wasn't as like entertaining as I thought it might be, but it was definitely a well-made movie.
I'm going to disagree with you on the entertaining factor. I thought it was extremely entertaining. I think that what we've both, this is movie number 8, I want to say.
Yeah.
What we both have, you know, Mason and I are just big movie fans in general, and we can appreciate movies of all skill or whatever. The last 7 movies have not been good. Like, if you're like judging it as a movie, like, yeah, they're pretty bad, but they're a lot of fun to watch.
You know, not especially well made.
They're not well made. The stories don't make. They're very entertaining. They're very entertaining, and it's so good. It's so bad. It's a good factor almost. This is the first movie that is genuinely well made, even though the story elements are pretty much this very similar to other like the 3 other kung fu movies we've watched. But we'll get into that in a second. Mason, do you want to give a summary of the film?
Sure. So in this movie, we follow what's the main character's name?
His name is Yun Fei.
Yun Fei is trying to take down these group of
Manchurian fighters.
There's like this one terrible guy that's killed a bunch of people.
We got to talk about how
and they want to take him down. Yeah.
The movie, like in true John Woo fashion, pulls no punches. Basically, the movie opens up with these Manchurian guards raiding a Shaolin temple and just killing everybody. And they kill the master of the temple, or he's a monk maybe even. They hang him. It was brutal.
Yeah.
And they show it.
That was hardcore.
So basically, the students who survived that raid made it their mission in life to avenge their master and to kill the guy who led the raid. So then the movie hard cuts to, it doesn't even, my question was how much time lapsed between that part.
It seemed like the guy got old.
Yeah. No one else changed. Sammo Hung didn't age a day.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they cut, and then the opening credits sequence is the main character is passing his final test to prove that he's ready to go kill this guy. So do you want to take, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Yeah, so he basically hunts him down, and he immediately, like, goes to him, and then they get into a fight right away. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm here to kill you. And he's like, oh, yeah, let's see you try. And then, you know, the evil guy is, like, surrounded by, like, his
let's also preface, I want to do this from now on, that the main actor is not Jackie Chan. So
right.
The main character's name is Yun Fei, played by, give credit where credit's due, Tao Liang Ten. So that's the main actor.
Yeah, so he can't defeat the main villain. His name is Shi? S-H-I-H?
Yeah.
Shi, because of, she's like, got this fighting style, Iron Claw, that basically, you can't beat it. Kicks his ass, and then, but he gets away?
He doesn't kill him, doesn't he?
On the way to go and confront this guy, he meets up with this guy who's carrying this basket full of...
It's like a peasant.
This peasant carrying a cart full of, like, twigs, and it's Jackie Chan. And Jackie helps him sneak into the fort, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he confronts the guy in, like, a courtyard surrounded by all his goons, and they kick his ass. And then they throw him in, like, a cell, basically.
Yeah. Were they torturing him?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then Jackie breaks him out?
Yeah, Jackie breaks him out.
And so he kind of does like a recon to try and figure out how to beat this guy. And that's when he kind of assembles this group of other fighters. And so who are his other fighters?
So basically when Jackie brings this guy back to his house, and Jackie reveals that he is the brother of the guy that the main character was supposed to also, in addition to killing the bad guy, he was supposed to help the underground.
Right.
And he finds out that the guy he was supposed to meet was Jackie's brother, and Jackie's brother was killed by the bad guy, so therefore Jackie also wants to avenge the bad guy. And Jackie says to him, look, I'm going to help you, but I'm going to help you kill this guy, but I think we need a little bit more help. And then the main character goes, oh, I know exactly who. Because before he met Jackie in the movie, the main character walked into a village, and in the village he went to a bar, and there was a character there drinking tea, playing the flute, and his name was Master Sword. That's all he goes by, is Master Sword. And he goes, oh, he's got a pretty badass sword. And like, oh yeah, you know the story of that. So Master Sword is the third main character in this film. His backstory is that he like doesn't use a sword anymore because he accidentally killed a prostitute who said she loved him when he was fighting Shi. And so the main character, they go to Master Sword. I forget how they persuade him, but they do. Do you remember?
Yeah, he was like, he's like, oh, we're going to go kill Shi.
Is that all it was?
Yeah, well, Master Sword's like, oh, maybe I should just turn you in and get, like, enough money for beer for, like, a year or whatever. And they're like, oh, you could do that, or you can come join us. So, yeah, he decides to join up instead.
So he joins up, and they go back to Jackie's place, and then the last 30 minutes is just a big fight scene as these three guys with some help from other Shaolin people.
Well, there's a great scene where they're preparing for battle, and Jackie's a...
Well, I wanna go through the plot, then we can go back, because I found that when you don't go through the plot first, it gets confusing, so then we'll jump back.
Sure.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So after the three assemble, they, with the help of some Shaolin men, they ascend the castle or the fort that she is in, and the last 30 minutes just full on fighting, and it's great. And Jackie dies, sadly, and Master Sword dies.
They both die.
That's right, the last shot. So they both die, and the main character, pretty much all the bad guys die too, and then the main character kills Shi, and that's the end of the movie.
And he's able to overcome the Iron Claw technique by breaking the guy's arms.
Right, because he learned, Master Sword taught him how to break his arm. He said his weakness is his arm, and it's easy to, and like once you figure that out, like you can defeat him. So the movie, like breaking it down, it's so simple, and we've seen this format before. It's about a hero wanting to get revenge. That's all it is. It's super bare bones, but I swear to God, like, John Woo just was, through simple, semi-creative filmmaking, he elevated the movie from what was a complete amateur plot to something more entertaining, whereas the other movies are sloppy, and, like, the acting isn't great, and the editing is choppy, and the fight choreography isn't well shot or even well choreographed itself. Here, it felt like this guy's been doing it for 10 years.
Well, it's choreographed by Sammo Hung. That's why it's
so good. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, here, you want to hear another fun fact? I looked up John Woo on Wikipedia earlier. Mm-hmm. The first Kung Fu movie he did, which was like 2 years, maybe, what year was this? 76?
Six, yeah.
I think in 74. I can't remember. He did a movie where Jackie Chan was the choreographer.
Oh, really?
How awesome is that? I still can't get around the fact that Jackie Chan's worked with John Woo, and I didn't know this, because I love both so much.
Well, he's directing under a different name, too, right? This is before John Woo became John Woo.
Right, so I don't know if this is
his... before Jackie Chan becomes Jackie Chan.
Right,
as well.
Both of them have... They both are using their Chinese names. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the whole movie is, again, it's nothing special. I can't reiterate that enough. It's just such a basic plot, but... because John Woo directed it, it looks well blocked. The scenes are well blocked. The camera moves in fun, creative ways, especially during the action scenes. And he uses music much more effectively than other movies do. And I've seen, it's funny, because I only associate John Woo with shoot 'em up films, I've seen interviews with him where he's like, I wish I could make a French film like Truffaut or Melville. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? You've never made movies like that. And then I was finally looking at his IMDb last night. I was like, holy crap. John Woo has a whole life before he did The Killer, and they're like a mixture of comedies, dramas, and a few kung fu films. So he had a pretty diverse filmography before
right.
he started doing full-on shoot-em-ups.
You know what I think my problem with this movie is the main character is kind of boring.
Oh, no shit. That guy sucks. Like,
Sword was pretty cool. And
he
so
was poorly written. He was overly confident and cocky, and he should have had his ego broken when they beat the crap out of him, no personal stakes. Oh, so there's an important part that I wanted to talk to you about, Mason. And when he's fighting Shi the first time, Shi goes, "Oh, so you were sent here by Master?" I keep forgetting that guy's name. He goes, "Master, whatever." And he goes, "Yeah, that's right." He goes, "Man, he's sent so many people to come kill me, and I've killed all of them." That to me was a point where I thought another part of the movie would have been this guy going back to his master being like, "Wow, I'm just a pawn. Like, you've done this before. There's nothing special about me. Like, you just sit there as you send all these people to die. Like, come on, what's the deal?" I thought that was gonna come into play. No.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just wasn't. It didn't. I wasn't touched by how great it was.
Okay.
But it had some great characters.
I think I'm just excited. I think I'm so excited about this movie because it's so much better than compared to what we've been watching.
Well, all the fight scenes were great.
Awesome. So. Let's talk about the main... Well, before we get to Jackie, the other surprise that I did not know was in the movie was that Sammo's in the movie. Sammo Hung, if you guys don't know, he, later in Jackie's career, him and Sammo Hung starred several movies together, like a buddy duo.
Yeah, they were kind of childhood friends, and they kind of came up together in the Chinese opera school, and yeah, Sammo Hung's a big role in Jackie's life.
Yeah, he's awesome, and this is the first movie we've seen where they're together. Sammo plays the right-hand man to Shi, so he's like the crony that you see in a lot of John Woo movies. You know, he's always got... There's always a secondary bad guy.
And by the way, Sammo Hung is wearing, like, this ridiculous pair of dentures
it's
the
awesome.
Entire film. Like,
yeah.
Just these giant...
It's teeth. So bizarre.
He's always making, like, these horse-looking expressions on his face. Like,
he also just looks awkward throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
But I thought
he was going to betray his master.
So did I.
Because it seemed like they were hinting at that, because he kept being like... Oh, the people that get you are always the guys closest to you, but he never did.
His kung fu was very impressive in this movie. He was great. So Sammo was great. That was a nice, pleasant surprise. I'm looking forward to seeing him more down the line. And getting to Jackie, I gotta say, again, Jackie hasn't reached Jackie level yet, where he is mixing humor with drama, but this is the movie, I think, this is the first movie where he's actually really good at acting.
And he looks like himself. I mean, before this movie, even other movies from 76 we've seen, he looks like this skinny, you know, kid, and now he looks like himself.
Yeah, he looks like himself, and his role, you don't know that he can fight until halfway through the movie. At first, you just think he's a peasant, and he, you know, he nails it down, kind of like, you don't want to mess with these guys, like, kind of solemn, and then you find out it's because his brother was murdered by Shi, and there's a great, amazing, let's talk about the sequence that I cut you off earlier about.
Oh, yeah, so before they go into battle, they basically go back to Jackie's character's blacksmith shop, and Jackie kind of remakes all their weapons, like...
Awesome.
Which is a really cool sequence.
It was a great montage of cutting back between the guy trying to learn how to break Shi's arm using a bamboo stick, and Jackie is forging this badass bow staff, and I guess he was fixing Master Sword's sword. I wasn't really sure what happened
there.
And it was great. It was cool. It was a badass sequence. Jackie has two huge standout moments in this movie. Or not moments, but sequences that display where his fighting skills are on full display. And it's awesome. He nails it. Like, I was so impressed.
Favorite stunt? What's your favorite Jackie stunt in this movie?
I guess it was the first one where he just kills everybody with that spear. And it was brutal. And again, John Woo fashion, this movie is so... It gets really violent. It gets bloody. And you didn't see that
a lot. Jackie wasn't even involved in that scene.
Yes, he was. He had the spear and he's stabbing all those people.
Oh, towards the end.
The beginning of the final battle. Right, correct.
Even at the beginning of the film where the guy comes in and massacres all the...
Oh, no. At the end, when he kills everybody with the spear, it was really brutal. There's a lot of blood. And I was like, damn, Jackie...
When he was fighting the guy that... So his brother got murdered by this guy whose specialty weapon is like this spiky... triangle on like a chain that made a funny noise when it gets thrown, and he took that guy down. That was a lot of fun because he kind of like didn't he kind of stab himself somehow?
Yeah, that's right.
That was cool.
But it was awesome because they're riding and those two guys come up in the rear and Jackie goes, go ahead, I'll take care of this. I was like, yes, this is awesome. Like, again, this movie's already miles ahead than any other movie. It's just so, it just makes sense. And Jackie though goes out in such a bizarre way. He like jumps right into somebody's spear.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Yeah, it was a terrible death.
Badly judged.
Yeah, he jumps into his spear, and then he goes, go on without me, and then he just falls over.
Yeah. So it'll be all right. Yeah, so the movie ends with the lead character kind of walking past the graves of his two friends.
Well, he's riding off into the distance on a horse and
with their weapons.
It's like Seven Samurai. If you know the end of Seven Samurai, the samurai who died, they put their swords in their burial mounds, and that's what happened here. So you have Jackie Chan's grave and Master Sword's grave, and then the guy just rides off. And that's the end of the movie.
So I should mention at this point also that we, over the weekend, I realized that Jackie had written a book called I Am Jackie Chan.
And so, let's be honest, he probably didn't write it.
He definitely wrote it.
Dude, I'm also listening to the book, and Jackie writes his book sometimes like a movie. It's just so, the way he describes some things are so ridiculous. It's like he's writing a movie script.
Well, I think it's, I really enjoyed it. So I finished the book, Ethan's still getting through it. So
I'm about 75 minutes in. I have about 2.5 hours left.
Hopefully we can bring in more, like, knowledge about Jackie's life, because we're kind of been speculating about, I wonder, you know, what was going on in the early years of the Hong Kong film scene, or like, what was Jackie's childhood actually like? So now we'll actually know. So it's been an interesting read.
So Mason's already finished the book. I'm right now in the middle of where Jackie is at the opera school in Hong Kong. His dad had a job. His mom and dad both had jobs at the French embassy in Hong Kong. So Jackie was raised until he was about 7. He was raised in this embassy, lived a really good life, lived in a very affluent part of Hong Kong. Obviously, he didn't live that great of a life because he was the son of the cook and the maid. But he lived pretty well. And basically, his dad gets a better job for the American embassy in Australia. So he drops off Jackie at... opera school, and Jackie...
It's pretty messed up, because it's like, we'll watch your kid for 10 years. We get to keep any wages that he earns.
Yeah. Well, they well, by the way, but they said that's like they said the wages
training 7 days a week.
Well, they said the wages is what kept the school running.
Well, yeah, but it's still basically slavery. I know,
yeah, it is slavery. Yeah, it was. It sounded awful. And but Jackie gives right away in the beginning. He makes it clear that he wouldn't have his career if it wasn't for his tough as nails master. So. Sound miserable. Like the older kids were bullies in front of the master, and the master doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But he teaches him everything, like discipline and modesty, and obviously like the technical skills of acrobats and kung fu. And it's really it's very interesting.
And it gets him involved in like some theater productions, mm-hmm. which kind of gets him started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a cool book, and it's cool to see where he starts. I mean, I was amazed. Did you remember the part where they said he was born 3 months late?
Yeah, it's almost a year. Crazy.
I didn't know that was possible. I thought you died at a certain point. Like
he mentions that a couple times. He's like, oh, you know, I was a gift to my parents because I came late. And
well,
like,
plus he's born, and the doctor's like, you know what?
Oh, by the way,
can I buy your son?
He weighed 12 pounds.
Yeah, so he starts out with just a crazy
birth, yeah. Basically. His birth is crazy. He was 12 pounds, 12 months. Yeah.
Nicknamed Bao Bao, Little Cannonball.
Pow Pow.
Pow Pow. Great.
Yeah.
Great life.
So it's a good story so far.
I really told Ethan we got to start writing this film based on Jackie's life.
Oh, but here's my fantastic movie. Here's my idea. I want to do a I'm so... Since forever, I just hate the biopic formula. It is so boring, and of course, thankfully, Dewey Cox kind of made fun of this. It's so cliche, and like movie. I the only one I really genuinely like is Ray. I just think that's an awesome movie. It's predictable. All these guys. Every person's story is unique, but they all have the same ups and downs: drugs, alcohol, jail, whatever. Hits, flops. It's just the same. And all you do is you just follow them throughout their life. They tried to do something unique with the Steve Jobs movie where they tried. Do you know about this?
No.
The one with Michael Fassbender where the whole movie takes place right before the launch of each major product in his career. So like it all takes place behind the scenes as they're about to launch the iPad. I don't know. I don't remember. I've seen parts of it before they launched the iMac,
right.
Before they launched the iPod. So you don't really see the press conference. You just see him, like, arguing with people and, like, insights to his life. I want to do something similar to that, except it's going to take place on, like, 6 or 7 of Jackie's biggest movies, on the set of his movies.
It should be, like, right before he does, like, the biggest stunts.
That'd yeah.
be awesome.
And we would recreate the stunts. That would be sick.
Mm-hmm. I think you don't even do the stunt.
You just show the footage.
Set up for it, yeah.
But it shouldn't always be a stunt. It should be, like...
Yeah, it should be some big moment in the movie.
Sure.
But I mean,
but I just think it would be great to see, because then you learn about Jackie, what he was good at, like his craft and all the stuff that he did. And he talks about his craft in all these interviews. Why not put that in the movie? I think it would be awesome, you know. I'm not so much interested in his personal life because people admire him for what he accomplished as an entertainer. So like with like Ray Charles, it's like half the movie is about his drug addiction and all the women that he was with, and it's like, okay, I guess that's because it's what inspired him to make the music he made. I get that. So, of course, you probably have to have that in the movie with Jackie, but...
Right.
Yeah, I think I think it would be awesome. Now we just need funding if anybody wants to give us the money.
Jackie.
Yeah.
We need to collaborate with Jackie on this film.
So,
in reading this book, I realized that we missed sort of a big movie...
Yeah.
Because originally we were gonna stick strictly to movies where Jackie has a named role. Like we figured this dude like did a ton of stunt work. So we probably skipped like 15 movies that he made in his early years because he just appeared in like one scene where he would do a backflip or play a corpse or whatever. But there's one movie we need to go back and watch, which is Fist of Fury, which is it Fist of Fury? It's the big Bruce Lee movie that he's in.
I thought he was in Game of Death.
He is.
But he has a bigger role in Fist of Fury? Oh, awesome. Okay, I didn't know
that. I mean, it's a pivotal point in his career, so we need to go back and watch this movie. So next week, we're going to go back and watch Fist of Fury, which is 72.
I'm really glad you did this because I've been watching Jackie interviews the last couple of days on YouTube. And even before I knew this, but that's one of the most frequently asked questions he gets is, what was it like to work with Bruce Lee? It's only obvious that we watched this movie because because his whole life Mason will talk about this more, but like, Hong Kong just want, after Bruce Lee died, they just wanted him to be the next Bruce Lee instead of Jackie Chan.
We'll get into that. Yeah. I think we'll watch the movie, we'll get into the Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan connection, and compare and contrast the two. But yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
So while we're on the topic, what's your favorite John Woo movie?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
What's your favorite John Woo movie?
All right, fine, I'll tell you. I love Hard Boiled. Well, it's probably his weakest story-wise because it's literally just shoot 'em up for 2.5 hours. There's some great action sequences in that movie. If I had to compare it to a modern day film, I'd probably say it's a less nihilistic version of The Raid. Hard Boiled is really good. That movie's famous because Chow Yun-Fat like goes down the rails with dual pistols. John Woo was like the first person to do that. I think Face Off is a masterpiece of action cinema.
I think I was gonna say Face Off.
I think it's amazing. It's also weird how he made a lot of American action movies, like Broken Arrow, which is pretty boring, and
Mission Impossible.
Oh, that was his worst movie, without question.
Great soundtrack.
Limp Bizkit. God bless. I think he did a movie called A Better Tomorrow, and then he one-upped it with A Better Tomorrow 2, which is just outrageous. It has like a body count of like 600. It's ridiculous. I've seen it, and it gets so outrageous it just kind of becomes boring. Almost like a caricature of his own style. The Killer's good. That's considered a John Woo classic. He did these movies back in 2007, 2008. Maybe it was reversed, 2008, 2009, called Redcliffe Part 1 and 2. Those were really fun. It's like it's basically a Chinese fable come to life.
Cool.
It's reminded me of, you ever play the video game Dynasty Warriors? It's like Dynasty Warriors the movie.
Cool.
It's cool. It's a lot. I would recommend you check that.
I'll check them out.
That's a really, make sure you watch the Chinese versions because in America they turned it into one movie.
What?
Yeah, it sucks. Like there's two very distinct parts and they merged it together to form 1 2.5 hour movie. It's famous because in the movie they have a scene where he got, not in real life, a few in real life, these boats, and these boats were loaded with TNT or gunpowder, and they slam into the enemy, and they light themselves on fire. And there's a guy with a fire whip. It's cool.
I'll check it out. It sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a really
cool. Maybe it'll replace Face Off.
No way, man. Face Off is so amazing on several levels because it works. Like it's oddly emotional, and the acting
on paper
it
just like, sounds absurd. Right?
What
on paper it just sounds absurd.
Like there's just like you're not gonna make this movie, are you? But they both brought it up to like 20.
Yeah,
and it was worked so well because they just embraced the insanity and the action's good. I think it works because when there is no action, the acting is so captivating and bizarre, and the plot is weird as well, that it's so entertaining.
It's
awesome. I love that movie.
I just didn't know if it was actually an embarrassment.
One of the best.
If I shouldn't admit that.
I'll burn that to the grave. One of my favorite stunts of all times in that movie. They're fighting on a speedboat.
Oh yeah.
And the speedboat slams at full speed into a rock, I guess. And the boat like flips over, and then when it slams into the water, explodes, and they both survive. And it's awesome. Yeah,
great film.
Such a great movie. But yeah, I'd recommend, if you haven't seen Hard Boiled, man, you should check it out. I have the DVD. I can let you borrow it.
All right, yeah, that'd be great.
Guess what? It's a Criterion DVD.
All right, great.
And you should definitely see The Killer, and you should definitely see Better Tomorrow 1 and 2. I mean, those are all awesome movies.
Redcliffe.
Redcliffe. Sure. Yeah, I have that on DVD too. But do you have VLC?
Yes.
All right. Okay. You gotta use it because it's a British DVD.
Okay.
But yeah, check those out. Like I said, really cool that I got to see another side of John Woo, early John Woo, working with Jackie Chan. Just, I love it. I love it. That makes me so happy that those two actually know each other. So, yeah. Overall, enjoyed this movie. Great to see Jackie. Jackie was in a more serious role. Great fighting skills on display. Not a hint of the Jackie we know. No comic timing, none of that stuff.
Amazing choreography.
No stunts, just amazing choreography.
By Sammo Hung is fantastic. Love yep. that guy.
Yeah, love him.
If there was no Jackie Chan, we'd be doing a Sammo Hung.
Oh, there's no question.
Podcast right now.
So Mason, what's our next movie?
Fist of Anger.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, Fist of Anger. Awesome.
72.
Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan. I'm excited. Do we know what it's about, or who else is in it?
No.
Okay.
Well. I mean, Bruce Lee.
All right, Bruce Lee. I have a confession to make. I have seen Enter the Dragon. I think that's it.
I feel like that's all you need, though.
Is it though? Because even that movie felt like a letdown. It's so hyped up in pop culture, and then when I saw it, I was like, "Damn! I guess I should go. Like, I should go back, which is what we're doing, to watch his real movies." But I really am. I'm very unfamiliar with his work.
I mean, I think he's, you know, he was kind of a rock star, but like in a different way than Jackie was, right?
Yeah, because his personality. I guess he was obviously a very good fighter, but he had a larger than life personality, which. I guess I don't know if Jackie has a larger than life personality. Jackie just.
He does, but it's just like the opposite.
He incorporates so many elements that he's like a package of entertainment. Whereas, you know, Bruce Lee, if Jackie was just walking down the street, you wouldn't know. Like, you would know, but what I mean is it's just Jackie Chan. Whereas Bruce Lee, like, has this swagger about him, this right. energy.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Did you ever see Game of Death?
You know, I've seen a few of his movies, but I just don't remember which really? Ones. I've definitely seen Enter the Dragon, and they're fun, but they're just, you know, they're not Jackie Chan.
Right. Yeah. Well, did you ever see Ip Man?
No.
What? Wait, you must have seen Ip Man.
I don't think so.
Dude, are you kidding me? Those have been the biggest. Are you kidding me?
IP
Man with Donnie. With Donnie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Those Sorry.
Are, yeah. Those are, well, you know, he's the guy who trained him.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are good movies.
Those are great movies. The third one sucked. I saw it with
They're Mike. Better than the real Bruce Lee movies.
Well, you haven't seen them. You don't remember them. Can't compare that.
I don't know.
They had good story. The first movie had a really good story. The second, Ip Man, was pretty much like your standard sequel. Oh, it has Sammo in it.
That's Ip Man. I was like, what?
Ip Man. IP.
I always called it IP Man.
Or Ip Man. Ip Man. IP Man. The second one was just your standard blockbuster with like more action than story, and it has Sammo Hung in it, which was awesome. And then the third one had Mike Tyson. I actually fell asleep in that one. I don't even remember. So
they're not all good.
Yeah, but they're making another one, I think.
They should stop.
Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks, Mason. This was a great movie, and I'm excited to watch the next one. You know, got Bruce Lee. I'm really curious. Do you know how big of a role Jackie has?
Very small. Very small. Stunt, but there's one big stunt in the movie that he is the guy that does the stunt. So
why would a non-main character do a big stunt?
Because it was so dangerous. He's the only person that volunteered to do it.
Is he supposed to be Bruce Lee? Is he stepping in for Bruce Lee?
No, he's getting kicked by Bruce Lee. We'll go over it.
Okay.
But just look for. I mean, you'll know it. You'll be like, oh, this stunt was insane.
All right. All right. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. All right. Thanks again for listening, guys. If you have any comments or thoughts on how the podcast's going, let us know. Is it too boring? Are you having a good time?
Did we miss a major film that we can go back and see? Let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know. And we'll see you next week for
Fist of Anger.
Fist of Fury.
Fist of Fury.
You already watched Fist of Anger.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.